Australia's alcohol industry has been accused of distorting scientific evidence after a study found industry submissions made to inform government policy regularly make baseless claims. The study, published in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs, examined alcohol industry submissions to government over 5 years and found almost all misused or denied evidence. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
When governments make policy, stakeholders are often invited to have a say, but a new study suggests the alcohol industry will misrepresent scientific evidence to sway things its way.
For example, despite mountains of evidence showing that alcohol advertising influences the drinking of young people, the alcohol industry would claim the opposite.
Julia Stafford's a PhD candidate with the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University and the lead author of a study that looks at 214 alcohol industry submissions used to inform government policy at a state, territory and Commonwealth level from 2013 to 2017.
We found that they were really painting an alarmist, almost dystopian picture of what would happen if governments adopted health policies that would reduce harm from alcohol.
The research paper, published in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs, found that 94% of submissions included at least one instance of misusing or denying scientific evidence, and 91% denied the effectiveness of evidence-based strategies, including making unsubstantiated claims about the adverse effects of proposed government policies.
We know that they have these inherent conflicts of interest, given that they make and sell and promote alcohol products. But they are making these submissions that contain quite gross misrepresentations of evidence.
Professor Simone Pettigrew from the George Institute for Global Health is a study co-author, and she says there are ways to ensure that policymakers are presented with accurate information.
We don't really need to reinvent the wheel here, because governments around the world have already done this in the tobacco sphere. So we know that it is possible to just exclude industry and say, you have no role in the policy development process. We will talk to you perhaps down the line about implementation of the policy. We even see that in the food sector. So, for instance, the World Health Organization has guidance around the extent to which the food industry should participate in food policy development. And that's exactly their line. They are not involved in development. They can be involved later on in terms of implementation.
In a statement, Andrew Wilsmore, the CEO of peak industry body Alcohol Beverages Australia, says he strongly defends the integrity of submissions it places before government.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.